adding lettuce, tomato.
Or in the case of last night, just overwork, I think.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich Stings, your host of the show. Flick the tab on ice cold one, kick back, and enjoy the jams. Most of you have already heard of American folk singer-songwriter Peter Yarrow's passing just this past Tuesday, January 7th. He found fame, of course, as a member of the 1960s folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary, which included the late Mary Travers and Paul Stuckey, who's still performing. Yarrow was tenor and guitar player for the group and partnered with Stuckey in music composition. Among Yarrow's many songs to which he wrote the melody was Puff the Magic Dragon.
Thank you. exist in a land called Harmony.
American singer Mary McGregor was a one-hit wonder with her only top 40 song, Torn Between Two Lovers, staying at the top of the pop charts for 2 weeks in 1977. That song, co-authored by Peter Yarrow and Philip Jarrell, speaks about a love triangle with lyrics that reflects on loving both of you is breaking all the rules.
Loving both.
Torn Between Two Lovers by Smear McGregor, and it was co-authored by Peter Yarrow. Rest in peace, Peter Yarrow. To mention Peter Yarrow without mentioning the passing of Jimmy Earl Carter, 39th President of the United States, would be bordering on, you know, blasphemous somewhat. Anyway, President Carter was known by some as the rock and roll president. However, that is too restrictive because he appreciated many genres of music, including jazz, classical, religious, to name a few. So in 1978, President Jimmy Carter initiated a series of musical performances in the East Room of the White House. One of the first performances was by the famous Spanish virtuoso classical guitarist, say that 10 times real quick, and it was Andre Segovia, a.k.a. as the godfather of Spanish classical guitar. It was, at the very least, a spectacular performance. I have a piece entitled Sevilla, written by Isaac Albanese, from the actual performance in the East Room, which I will play now. I got this off of YouTube. Thank you. rest in musical peace, President Carter. In the mid-1960s, Henson Cargill left his job as deputy sheriff in Oklahoma City to pursue a career in country music. Shortly after arriving in Nashville, Cargill signed with Monument Records and agreed to produce his debut single, Skip a Rope. The socially conscious tune held parents accountable for teaching their children immoral behavior, from verbal abuse to tax evasion. Well, the title comes from the game Skipping Rope or Jumping Rope. The singer explains you can learn a lot about a child's home behavior if you listen to them talk while they play. Interesting song.
Skip a rope. Skip a rope. All listen to the children while they play. Ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Daddy hates mama, mama hates dad. Last night should've heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was ever said about a golden rule? Well, never mind the rule, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Stab him in the back, that's the name of the game. Mom and Daddy are who's to blame. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what your children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope.
Who's gonna kiss you when it's kissing time?
Kissing time, kissing time.
And who?
Oh,
only, friends only.
And who'll make you happy so you'll never grieve?
Never grieve, never grieve.
Who'll change your life if you just believe? Nobody but me.
Nobody.
Such a bad thing, standing there all alone, looking so good to me, baby. Can't do no wrong, hey, baby. Put your arms around me, set my world on. That's no lie, yeah. Put that spell on me. I'll tell you, honey, you know you set me free. Hey, girl, you know my heart's desire. Come on and give it to me, baby. I can't deny.
enough for your love.
And that was Sheena Easton, 1984 hit for her, Sugar Walls. And before that, Lionel Richie would Do It to Me. And still before that, the Drifters with Nobody But Me. Foreigner's music was shifting from hard rock, arena rock, more toward a soft rock sound when they released their 1988 song, Heart Turns to Stone. Well, the song's lyrics describe a cheating and rude boyfriend who uses a good woman. Then, to his surprise, she rejects and ceases to love him.
I believe there's nothing stronger. when we were young. You would always hold my hand and always good in my world. The days when you were on, we could have fixed the wrongs. Don't know why it's been so
And that was a Kenta Lang off of her Beautiful Dreams album and the song Come Back Home. And before that, the duet with Roberta Flack joined with Donny Holloway, Hathaway, that is, with Back Together Again. And still before that, another duet with Paul Anka and Odia Coates singing I Believe There's Nothing Stronger Than Our Love. Super R&B band Earth, Wind & Fire's 1975 hit song, That's the Way of the World, was written for the low-budget film of the same name about the corruption of a record label. Charting number 12, the song did much better than the movie. Earth, Wind & Fire's brothers, Maurice and Verdeen White, wrote this song with their producer, Charles Stepney. Pentatonix and Stevie Wonder performed an a cappella version of the song at the Grammy Awards in 2016 in honor of Maurice White, who died 2 months earlier. Great tribute to Maurice White.
Mm-hmm.
Charted number 8 on Billboard Hot 100 for the first time in 1970 with Snowbird. She scored another first with that song, being the first ever gold record by a Canadian solo female artist. The title is a word with which many retired Alaskans are familiar. You know, the ones that leave for at least most of the winter.
Thank you. myself constantly. Alice went to Wonderland, but I stayed home instead. I started feeling bad, cause I was left behind, cause I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer. She clapped right through the mirror, oh, that really blew my mind. I think I follow through her rhythm and her rhyme. I know I'm ready now, it's just a little time, cause I'm a wanderer. Can't take that 9 to 5 life to the ball, cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, just a wanderer. And so it's up and out and on and off the road. Won't have no troubles, cause the whole world is my home. No need to worry, cause I seldom am alone, cause I'm a wanderer.
Wasn't one to talk much when we pulled off school. I can never tell what's running through his mind. It'd be 3 more hours until those halls are full. But long walls don't run on 9 to 5. I didn't get it then. Every day that man would fight. Punch the clock and make it home alive. He's got minor imperfections. Blame it on his roots. Calluses on his hands. Caught us on his boots. He's not one for conversation when there's work to do. Papa said get paid in cash. Company scripts and news. Them city folks would shame him if he let them. But he's proud of his minor imperfections. Using by a somehow picks up every time I call. Move me in, bail me out, and share all he knows about, like how to pair a diamond to a girl. His heart had just cut me deep when I was just a boy. I saw his face light up when those grandchildren. I'm proud of my roots. Calluses on my hands, singing to a room. I'm not one for conversation when I've got work to do. I tell my kids, do what you love. Your papa told me to. Them city folks try to shame me now and then. Don't mind them. I'm
That was Charles Wesley Godwin, off of his Family Ties. He's mostly Americana, kind of bordering closer to folk. Anyway, that song was Minor Imperfections, and that's not M-I-N-O-R, but M-I-N-E-R, as in mining gold, silver. Anyway, before that, Donna Summer with The Wanderer. And still before that, Al Green singing I'm Still in Love with You. Ian Matthews was originally a member of the British folk rock band Fairport Convention from 1967 to 1969 before leaving to form his own band, Matthews Southern Comfort, which had a UK number one in 1970 with their cover of Joni Mitchell's Woodstock, also making number 23 in the American Billboard chart.
He told me
Again, that was Glenn Campbell doing a duet with Brian Wilson in 2011. And the name of the song is Strong. And it was off of Glenn Campbell's duets Ghost on the Canvas Sessions album, just soon after he found out he had Alzheimer's. And before that, the Rolling Stones.
Now, after all is said and done, it's Palisades for having fun. So during the day or when it's dark, visit this great amusement park. Palisades Amusement Park. Skip the bother and skip the fuss. Take a public service bus. Public service sure is great. It takes you right up to the gate.
Yes, folks, public service buses now take you direct to America's greatest amusement value, Palisades Amusement Park. Buses marked Route 98 leave New York every 10 minutes from 167th Street and Broadway, and also from all points in New Jersey. This year, Palisades Amusement Park is bigger and better than ever before, with more than 130 thrilling rides and attractions, a new enlarged kiddie playground, and the world's largest outdoor saltwater pool for healthful, relaxing surf bathing. And there's always free shows and free dancing.
Skip the bother and skip the bus. Take a public service bus. Let's get ready now on your mark to Palisades Amusement Park. Palisades Amusement Park.
And that was a 1962 radio commercial for Palisades Amusement Park in New Jersey. That same year, rock and roller Freddie Cannon released a song that was not meant to be a commercial entitled Palisades Park. It was Cannon's last hit to reach the top 40. Peaking at number 13 in May 1962, the song was one most American teens could hear every day on TV, since it was the theme to Dick Clark's Where the Action Is show.
Flying fall when I don't see you. Though I try to act like it's not real, I know it must be loneliness that I feel, that I feel. Well, it must be you. Yes, it must be true, 'cause it's loneliness. Yes, it's loneliness. Yes, it's loneliness. I never thought I would feel this far from good when I don't see you. I doubted what they said about being better dead if I don't see you.
I'm It's not a kingdom. It's not an angry God. It feels like her. It feels like no fear. It feels like no doubt. It feels like inside. Saving me. I don't even think she knows it. Such a strange way to show it, as distant as last night's dream unravels. She's saving me. I'm a very lost soul. I was born.
And that was the Indigo Girls singing She's Saving Me. And before that, Jim and Jean, they're kind of a folk rock from the mid-60s, late-60s. Anyway, the name of their song was Loneliness. And before that, Smokey Robinson and his Miracles with We've Come Too Far to End It Now. And you're tuned in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich James, your host, as we continue to spend the pleasure turn to see flipping the tapes and bringing you great music. Helen Reddy's 1974 song, You and Me Against the World, is written from the perspective of a single mother telling her child they'll get through whatever life throws at them together. There will be some tough times, but they know they can always count on each other. Something to think about these days.
Tell me again, Mommy.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. When all the others turn their backs and walk away, you can count on me to stay. Remember when the circus came to town? Against the world. Sometimes
your neck, sticking like glue. Keep a loving.